Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 12th day of Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechet Nedarim, Perek Tishi, Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah, we had a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Can you release a person from his neder by using the kovet of his father and his mother? And a Pesach, or this opening, this loophole, can be with something that is existing at the time of the neder, and it would have been enough to prevent the man making the neder had he put attention to it. But what about a loophole connected to something that didn't even exist at the time of the neder? It's what we call noilot, a new event, a new thing happened. Can we use that to get out of a neder of a person or not? Says the Mishnah base, Paraktes. For Oidomar Rabbi Eliezer says a further leniency we're going to see in Rabbi Eliezer. In addition to what we had in the previous Mishnah, he holds you can use the kovid of his father and his mother to get out of a neder. And now in our Mishnah, we have another kula, another leniency. Poischin ban noilod. Rabbi Eliezer says we can release a person from a vow by using noilod, using something that happened new, something that didn't exist at the time that he made the vow. And had he known at the time he made the vow that this thing would happen, he would never have made the neder. That's perfectly valid, a valid loophole to get out of the neder that a chacham can use, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The chacham say no. No rabbi, no chacham can get him out of his neder by using noilot, something that's new, that wasn't there. Because the noida, the one who made the vow, would not have held back from making the vow, even though he would have known, because he would have thought, you know what, it didn't exist then, and he wouldn't even think that it's going to happen. So therefore, the neder cannot be uprooted by that type of loophole. Ketzat, let's give an example, says the Mishnah. Omen, the man says, Koinam she'eni nandalish pleni. I make a vow, I make a ban, that I will never have hana from this guy, from this fellow. Venasa sofer. Now the fellow that became a scribe and a sofer, and he needs, what's his name? He needs his services to check his mezuzahs, or he may be a scribe to write him a sefer Torah. Oisha hoyom asiz benevikarv, or maybe a person was going to marry off his son in the near future. And the noider, the one who makes the vow, wants to participate in the marriage. Omar, and he says, if I would have known shehun asa sofer, that fellow was going to become a sofer, or that he was going to marry off his son in the near future, I wouldn't have made the neder. Again, it's something new that he didn't know about at the time of the neder. It's something that just that occurred. It's noilot. Or he says, I'm making a vow, I will never enter this house, a particular house. Now the house was turned into a shul, and he wants to go there. Omar, and he says to the Chacham, if I would have known that house of his would become a shul, I would never have made such a vow. This is exactly where the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim comes to play. Rabbi Eliezer says, in all of these cases, the Chacham can release the person out of the neder by using this loophole, because he holds poskin benoilot. You can use noilot, something new, something that happened later, to release the person from the vow. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say that the person making the neder would not have stopped, would not have prevented himself making a neder for something that didn't exist at the time of the neder, because it might happen. So if you went up to him and said, this house may become a shul, would you still make a vow? Rechachom say, yes, you'd probably make the vow still. And because of that, you cannot get out of the neder in such a way. The Gemara explains that this machalikas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only something that is unusual. It's what we call eino motzi, something unusual. The Chachamim therefore hold that the person making the vow doesn't care about maybe such a thing will happen, because it's off the radar. It's not something that he's thinking about. And therefore you cannot use that now to get out of his neder. The hatar of a neder, it must be with something which is motzi, something that is quite expected, something that's not unusual. That there you can use a nolad hamotzu. Even the chachamim would agree that you can release the person out of the vow with that, because it's quite possible, that's quite likely, that if the fellow would have, if you would have told the fellow, oh look, this is quite likely that this will happen, that this will be a shul, or this man is studying to be a sofer, well, maybe he would have thought, quite likely he would have thought twice and not made the neder. That the chachamim agree to. But the cases in the Mishnah, or the cases in general, which are not motzoi, which are unusual, that is something you cannot use to break a neder, to uproot a neder, to be matter neder with. Mishnah Gimel. Earlier on in this Masechta, we learned that if a person says, I ban my wife having an offer from me because she stole my wallet or she hit my kid, and he finds out later on, it never happened, she didn't steal it, she didn't hit his kid, this is what we call a neder bishgoga. It's called an accidental vow. A vow made in error. A vow made in error. And the Chacham said, don't worry about it. Such a neder is not valid. And therefore, from here we learn that if a person made his neder, made his vow dependent upon something that's simply not true, but he thought it was the case, and it was not the case, then the neder is not a neder. You don't even need to go to a chacham and get rid of it. You don't have to do that. And similarly, if a person made a neder on something that is true, and afterwards he finds out that the matter is not true, for example, he says, I'm not going into this house because I'm not going into the house as long as there's a dog in there. And sometime later, the dog died. Well, he made it a conditional. He said, because kol's mud, as long as the dog's there. Once the condition of the neder is gone, then the neder is over as well. Our Mishnah is going to deal with what happens when he specifies at the time that he made the vow, the reason for making the vow, why did he make the vow? But he didn't expressly state that he's making the vow because of that condition. And afterwards, there was a change in the circumstance. What's the halacha then? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Devarim Shein Kanola. There are certain things that are like Nola, they're like something newly created. They appear to be like that. But they're really not Nolad Mamash. And therefore you can undo a neder because of it. Vein Chachomim Moidulai. But the Chachabim do not agree to Rabbi Meir. They hold that these cases, the ones that we're about to unfold now, we're going to talk about, are a case of nolad, a case of a new circumstance, and you cannot use them to undo an edit. Ketzad. Let's explain. Omar, if a person says, Koinam she'eni noises plainis, I make a vow that I will never marry that girl, her father, Shavi or her father's bad. She's got a bad father. He specified in his neder that he prohibits this woman from ever marrying because her father is bad. Now, the truth was that the father was not a nice guy. He was a bad fellow. But after some time, Omrulay, they came and tell him, Mace, her father's dead. You don't have to worry about that, having a nasty father-in-law. Her father's dead. Or they say, he's done tshuva. He's a repaired person. He's a reformed person. Or someone says, A man made another neder. Koinam lebay ze sheni nichnas. I make a vow. I'm not enter that house. Shakelev ra besecha. There's a shocking dog in there. Oisha nachash besecha. There's a snake in there. And it was true. There was a snake or a dog in there. Omrulay, they come back later on sometime and they tell him, Mesa kelev, the dog is dead. Oisha naragachar anachash, or the snake has been killed. Well, in all these cases, Harihen kenoilad ve'enen kenoilad. They're a little bit like a new circumstance and a little bit not like a new circumstance, according to Rabbi Meir. According to his opinion, even though it seems like this too is like he's depending his neder or associating his neder with a matter. And even though it's not an actual condition, he didn't say, I make a vow that I will not marry this woman as long as, he didn't have the words, as long as her father is bad, or as long as her father is alive, or anything like that, says Rabbi Meir, nevertheless, it's as if he did so. And therefore, and if he did so, he would not need Heter Chacham at all. He wouldn't need to go to a Chacham, had he done that, as we said in the introduction. Nevertheless, with the language that he used in his vow, he's shown that it's a quasi tanai. It's a bit like a condition. It's like he's saying, I'm only making the neder whilst the father is bad. And for that reason, Rav Meir holds there's nothing wrong with releasing him from his vow by using this, by coming to him and say, look, his father's dead, her father's dead, or her father's good, he's reformed now, and that's fine. Ve'ein chachamim moedim lai. The chacham do not agree. The chacham say that it is really a case of noilad, and we cannot release a person from noilad unless it's expected or it's motzoi. Now, some of the girsa have a different girsa, not the chacham and not moided him, but the chachamim moedim lai. The chacham actually agree. In other words, according to this text, according to the way the Rambam and the Rosh and others have it in our Mishnah, they say that the Chachamim are only arguing with Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah. But here, they actually agree to Rabbi Meir that this would be okay. Some learn our Mishnah, based on the Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Meir's opinion is, don't need any hater of a Chacham whatsoever. It's like making the neder through a tanai, through a condition. And when the circumstance is gone, the father is no longer alive, or the father's reformed, or in the case of the house, etc., the snake is killed. In all those cases, the neder is bottle. So we have a number of different ways of understanding it again. Again, the first way we're learning it is the Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Meir. They hold that these cases are considered like noilad. According to the way those Rabbi Meir says no, Rabbi Meir says it's a bit like Nolad, not Nolad, and it's good enough for a Chacham to use it to say, your neder is off. And then you have those Mepharshim who learn the Chacham actually agree to Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gersa is the Chacham Mamoide to Rabbi Eliezer, and they say, sorry, the Chacham agree to Rabbi Meir, and they say, yes, in this circumstance you can use that as a way of getting out of the neder. And others learn that according to Rabbi Meir, you don't need any Chacham at all. You don't even have to go to Chacham because it's as if he actually made a condition, and now that the condition, the circumstance is gone, he's free to not have to keep his neder.